Hey, it's Tariq Ali. A little birdie told me that you wish there was more frequent uploads to help you in your healing journey and that you didn't have to wait months for the next podcast episode. Well, now you don't have to. Check the description to find out how you can leap into healing, the subscriber edition of this podcast where you will get weekly episodes. Yep, you heard me. Weekly episodes. These exclusive subscriber-only episodes will include tools and tangible practices and methods I've come up with to help you heal and grow, reviews of the main show episodes for messages you may have missed, and even more bonus episodes like affirmations, mindset shifts, and Ask Tariq. Check out the description so you can find out more and start leaping into healing today. What's up, everyone, everybody, beautiful people. Welcome back to That Conversation with Tariq Ali. And today we're having That Conversation with my friend Taylor.
Hello, guys. Hello, hello.
Oh, my gosh. So if you are not new to me, if you've watched my videos and you know me from YouTube, you have seen Taylor before.
The cookout video.
Okay. Like, we've done several videos together.
Yeah, we did.
So you've seen Taylor before. Taylor, for the people on the podcast, the people that are new to me, Taylor is one of my college friends.
Yes.
And it's so funny when you say that, like, in college, you would take that as an insult. Like, why aren't I your real friend? But as you get older, it's just, like, putting a place of where you met someone and where they meant, like, so much to you.
Yes.
Because you were a vital part in, like, my college years.
Very true. I agree.
I
remember seeing you in, what was it? Was it plant biology?
Where do we meet?
I remember coming up to you because you were friends with Richard or something, and he was showing me a video of you. And then I was like, oh, I've seen that video
YouTube.
Of you.
Yeah.
We met at the library. I randomly came up to you and introduced myself.
Yes. So, this is bringing back so many memories. Yes. If you watch my YouTube, Richard is the guy from the video, the very first video I think I did with a dude on my channel, a straight dude, where I was getting him to do all of these things that were deemed queer or gay or feminine. And I did it to just show that you can do feminine things and it doesn't change your sexuality.
Yes.
And that was like my
first. That was on Twitter.
Yeah. Like, it went like viral everywhere. And that's when I started doing the series of that. It was fun. It was using fun and comedy to have a conversation about, you know, hypermasculinity and how men are so uncomfortable with these things. But it was such a plot twist when he was like comfortable in his sexuality. He was like, yeah, you can put makeup on me, man. It's not a big deal. Like, I was like, shit. Shit, it backfired. But it actually was amazing because it really showed the audience, like, they're like, what it looked like to be comfortable. And like, he was like, I was like,
which a lot of men aren't actually, a lot of straight men are not.
Like, what?
It's crazy.
90% of them. And it was just interesting to see. He was like, man, you can put makeup on me. That doesn't mean I like God. And I was like, but this is going to be in front of millions of people. You don't care. He was like, I was like, what if they all call you gay? He's like, I don't care.
All right,
that doesn't make me gay.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyways, so I did that video and she was friends with Richard. And then that's how we became.
He was my study partner. And then he showed me the video. And then you were in my plant biology class. I always looked at you. I was like, he's very attractive.
You did.
I did.
Taylor always looked at me right and looked like, hey. Okay. So me and Taylor were both bio majors.
Yes. And we made it, by the way.
We are a bio graduates.
Yes. That degree cum laude, right? Did you graduate cum laude?
Magna.
Oh,
okay.
I'm cum laude, he's magna. Okay.
Magna, you know me, so I'm joking. But so I don't know. And the funny thing is, so this podcast, have you ever listened to my podcast? Be honest.
No, but I watch your, like, the stuff you post on Instagram, like your videos and everything. Okay. I love your videos on Instagram.
Okay. No, it's really
such
okay because I think that podcasts, for the people that have been listening to podcasts, they know what it's like. They get into a new podcast, they try it out. If you're not used to consuming podcasts and you see a friend's making one and you're like, okay, I'm supporting. I like the video on Instagram, but I don't want to listen to it. So I really don't take it personal.
I want to listen to your podcast though. Maybe I'll do. I didn't even know you did podcasts. I'm like,
period. Yeah. And this is what I love about this because, in my podcast, the reason I'm asking, it's called That Conversation. So on my channel, I'm so used to saying that. On my podcast, we come here to have the hard conversations that help us grow.
Okay.
And so
I love that.
But you know, every episode, a lot of my episodes right now are very like
You know me. Crying and healing.
Yes.
And I love it.
We have to cry and heal.
But at the same time, during healing process, you got to chill. You got to relax. You got to have fun. You got to have friends. You got to have that conversation that isn't, you know, it's just all about that.
Yeah.
And I think it's more about the journey than it is me getting on the mic and being a preacher every single time. So in this episode, I really want to catch up. And I think this episode is a catch-up episode, not only for my audience, because I haven't done a podcast, like I just told you, in a while.
Yeah.
And just a catch-up between me and you, and yes, new people can learn me as you get to learn the new me as a person who knew me before.
Yes. And I feel like this is great for my healing, too, because I need a lot of that.
Oof. Ciao.
Pour the wine.
Because you already know we gonna get into it, Jen.
Pour the wine.
So look. Let me just say, I am on keto right now, so I'm breaking it for you.
Oh my gosh.
I don't do it long term.
I'm so sorry.
I just started like 2 days ago because I was on vacation for 2 weeks. But
Is it just because you want to be healthier?
It helps my stomach feel better.
Okay.
You remember in college I had like a sensitive stomach?
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you that a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
but we still ate a lot of like you know what comes to my mind? That Korean place.
Blossom Tree.
Yes. Yeah. Blossom Tree is
Blossom
so
Tree,
good.
Downtown Atlanta, girl.
Oh, my God.
Downtown
I think the
Atlanta,
last
girl.
Time I ate that was with you.
Ooh, the bibimbap.
Oh, my God.
And then
the
also,
tacos.
The tacos. Girl, if y'all go there, get the...
Okay, the sweet potatoes.
Me and Taylor ate. Okay. She's a foodie like me.
Such and a foodie. We love trying new places.
Before we even sat down to do this, we're like, where are we going to eat?
Where are we eating?
We're foodies. So the thing is, I would eat everything I wanted, but I would be suffering.
Yeah.
Like, not so, I was okay. I was just always in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Did but
you try
now,
probiotics?
Child tried everything. I went to gastroenterologist, all that. But it's just my stomach. It runs in my family. We all have this like sensitive stomach with like carbs and dairy. So it's fine. It's just I do this to like reset my gut and to like just clean it out.
Right.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm saying this to say that I don't stock up my liquor because, you know, carbs. And yeah. So
are you not drinking either? You don't drink?
Tequila.
Okay.
That's keto friendly.
Tequila, yeah.
Just tequila. But so I'm saying this all to say that this wine is not the best. I don't know what it is. I think I probably left the top off.
Oh my God. It's probably spoiled.
You want to try it?
Yeah. Okay. You know me. Always,
you want to still drink it.
Always. Yeah. I'm still going to drink it.
Oh, so college days. Okay. Give me a
cup. I actually love cheap wine. I'm not going to lie.
No.
But, oh,
what
by the way.
Say?
No. No.
I know it's cheap. I just said the top was off. I ain't say it was cheap.
You said it's not a good wine. So
I said the top was off.
Why are you eating on cheap wine?
It is cheap. It's from Bond.
Cheap wine is great. I love cheap
period.
Wine.
Period. Okay.
How do you say Pinot? How do you say it?
Well,
I'm just killing me.
I'm sorry. I'm an ass. Pinot Noir. But that's French.
Pinot Noir.
If you're an American, you are going to say Noir. Like,
yeah,
it makes
Pinot
sense.
Noir.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just because I speak French. It was just
cute. Can you pour a little bit more?
I want you to taste it first.
Oh, okay. All right.
We are sick.
That
it gives liquor.
Definitely spoiled. It gives liquor. Yep.
It's not spoiled. It's just become liquor.
Yeah. We're still going to drink it. It's
yeah,
fine.
We are. We'll be fine. It's definitely, you left that top off, girl.
Yeah,
it oxidized.
A little bit. A little bit.
We are such science majors.
Isn't like that already spoiled? Wine is spoiled.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. It's just if you let it brew and
I think
like
it makes
yeast,
you drunk
if you
faster.
Let it do it more, it's like root beer. I remember in the science camp we made root beer, but she was like, "Don't let it sit too long; it'll become beer." You know, so it's like if you let it, I think it's just gonna be stronger. It's more toxic. But that's
there we
what,
go. That's what
that's
we mean.
What liquor is though.
Yeah,
it's toxic,
it's
and
very
people don't
toxic.
Realize that it's because it's been okay.
Yeah,
listen, us going back to science. But okay,
okay.
How you been? Let's start with you.
Oof, oof, oof.
Oof.
I have not been okay this year. It's been a very bad year for me. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm getting better. That's why I came to Cali. Actually, it's my first time in Cali and I absolutely love it. But yeah, it's been really rough. I went through a really traumatic breakup.
Same.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. We can bond over that.
Yeah. I didn't even tell them, but the reason this was such a moment for us is because we were really close in college, y'all. Like,
yeah.
We saw each other every day.
We haven't seen him in 2 years.
And she didn't even know I had a podcast. So
I
that
did,
tells
I
you,
know.
We don't keep up. That's just adulthood, but we love each other. Like, she
so
was like,
much.
I'm going to be in LA. Are you going to be there? And I'm like, bitch, yeah.
I was so excited to see him. So excited. It's like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, so we're really, really catching up.
Yes.
Because we don't know anything about
each
other's
lives right now. Yeah.
So yeah,
crazy.
I went through a really harsh breakup.
Was this with
don't the say his name?
The one I met. No, the one I met.
I feel like you. When did you meet him?
We
on the phone. Yeah, you called me once.
No. Okay.
No.
Different one.
You did meet him.
Yeah.
He came to Atlanta. We went to the strip club.
Yes. We went to the strip club. I passed out. Yeah. Okay. It's coming back, guys.
Yes.
Okay.
You did meet him.
Yes.
He was a sweetheart, right?
Yeah.
He was a sweetheart.
He was a sweetheart.
But so was
who? Which one?
Oof. Taylor girl. Ooh, that heart girl. She down bad, girl.
I know, a little bit.
It's okay. But what you do got to do is make sure them. Okay, because we on camera, girl.
Oh, my God.
You know you, girl.
Please tell me. Okay?
I will let you
this
know.
This happens all the time. Fucking nip slips. Can we take that part out?
This is going to be a hilarious episode.
I know.
Okay, but no.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh my God.
I love you.
You're going to have to watch the visuals.
I love just you. Like,
okay, but anyways.
Okay. Anyways, back to the cooking show.
No, but seriously.
Yes, let's talk about yours. Okay.
Oof.
What happened? Because you guys looked so happy, I thought.
You said, let's start with us.
Let's start, yeah, with your traumatic relationship. What happened?
Okay, well. Hey, it's me again. I know you're enjoying the show, but I want to keep it ad-free the way it's been. That's the way it should be. And when you subscribe to this show, you're not only supporting your own healing journey, but you're helping us produce this show so that we can continue healing millions. Check out the description so you can find out how you can leap into healing and subscribe to the show today. It was... you know when it's so much, you don't really know where to start.
I know. That's how it's going to be with me too.
I'm going to just keep it... First thing on the mind, I was in love with him. He was my first real time being in love.
Yeah.
Because you remember my boyfriend before that.
Yes.
But this was my first time being in love. Like, to the point where he was my world. Like, when we were in public, we used to say all the time that it felt like a movie. Like, no one else was real. We didn't care about other people's opinions. We didn't care about other people's judgment. Like, we would leave the house looking crazy. For a year and a half, just like going to eat and like, just like everyone else felt fake.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. We only cared about each other and we created a world where it was just us.
Those
and
are the best loves, but they're also the hardest to get over. I know.
Because the thing is, it's beautiful when you go to the moon with the person you're in love with. But what happens when it's just you two on that earth or that moon and it's toxic?
Yeah.
Because then you created a world where it's just you two and you don't know how to get out.
Yeah.
And so it became mentally and emotionally abusive.
Oh, no.
And it was very toxic, but it hurt. But I knew that all of what was happening was not, how can I say? It was stuff. It was demons that weren't my job to fight.
Yeah.
It was all his shit.
Really?
And I was the only one in his world. And I was the only one that actually held his feelings. And so I'm really getting into it. Wow. I just feel that like, I don't want to get too much into it because I do want to still do it. Well, I don't care. Stop thinking too much about it. Too.
Yeah. I love how you talk to yourself like that. I need to start doing that. I love that. That's amazing.
It's a power.
Yes.
It helps me
you
so
hold
much.
The power.
It
I love
helps
it.
Me so much. But I just, for so long, I tried to fight his demons with him. Because I was in love with him. And I saw him fighting these demons. And I was like, no, I can help. But then it became a thing where it started to feel like they were my demons. And it would be my fault if we didn't defeat them.
Yeah, that's toxic for sure.
And it was a lot. But
how long ago did you guys break up? Officially. I'm sure, were y'all on and off?
You know how you break up several times.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the same thing this
and them
year,
toxic
okay?
ones. So I broke up with him for the first time Halloween last year. Crazy, right?
Wow.
I know, right?
Okay.
Halloween. And then we were broken up, but Thanksgiving came around and he's not from America. I don't want to get too, well, everybody know at this point, if you really followed me, he's from Africa. I'm not going to say the country, but he's from Africa. So he didn't have family here.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, you know, come home with me. I don't want you to be alone on Thanksgiving. I was still in love with him.
I know.
Even though that Halloween breakup was a real bad one.
Why? What made it bad?
Oh, I'm not getting into that.
Yeah, you tried it, girl. You thought you was Oprah for a second, girl.
We'll get into that over lunch.
You thought you was Oprah, girl. We get that. Yeah, okay.
It was real bad. It was a stunt.
No.
He was a stunt puller. You know? Like, it was just like a crazy night. And the next day, you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
That's the worst.
And so it was one in Halloween, and then he did one when he came for Thanksgiving in D.C., in Maryland, with mm-hmm. my family. And then I left and came home, and that was his second stunt, and I was done with him. And I didn't talk to him for 4 months. But then a friend was like, oh, I'm having a dinner, and, you know, he's going to be there. I just wanted to let you know so that if you don't want to come. But I was like, I think I'm fine.
You thought.
4 months after, I was like, I think I'm fine. I think I'm good. But then I was like, okay, this is my friend's event and I don't want to make it about me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, maybe I should call him before to just see how I feel.
Yeah.
And so I did, and it felt okay. And so when I saw him, girl, we had sex.
Just get to the point, okay? I knew that was coming.
Yeah, it just happened, man. And so
was it great? I bet it was great after four.
Oh my gosh.
Toxic makeup sex after a while. Oh, no.
We woke, but this is what, and I kind of felt the next morning. I woke up and it felt like 5 months before, and it made me sad a little, but it gave me comfort because during that breakup, that's all I wanted was love.
Yep.
Especially when you've never been in love like that.
You're so used to that comfort. It's so easy to fall back into it. I know.
And it was so, I'm going to talk about this when I do a breakup episode. I haven't really, this is my first time ever talking about my breakup this much.
Okay.
But the love that I felt from him it was the love that I was searching for in this world. Because you know my thing with my mom and my dad. So I never really, he was filling those holes a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you can never fill it all the way. Like, nobody can ever be mommy and daddy. But he, out of everywhere I ran to for it, whether it was money, bags, everything, he filled it up the most.
Wow.
And so when I lost him, I was whoa.
Depressed.
And so when I had that moment and I woke up, I was sad because I was like, what did the last 4 or 5 months mean? Because I was healing, bitch. I was doing the work. But then I really just fell into that comfort again.
You go 10 steps back.
Yeah.
10 steps forward and 20 steps back, actually. I know the feeling.
Oh. And it felt like it was going to work. Because...
Of course.
I didn't jump right back into it. Okay, I'm not crazy. You know? I was like, this ain't what you think it is. I'm an independent woman. You know, I was trying to, you know? But,
We got to get into the ways that you healed too during those 4 months because whatever you were doing, I need to know.
Absolutely. That's honestly what I've been talking about in my podcast.
Yeah. It's been 7 months since my breakup and I am not healed, but I know it's because I kept going back and
it takes time.
I know.
And it also depends on how deep that love was. And a lot of our traumas are what not only got us in that relationship, but kept us in that relationship when we knew it was toxic.
Yeah. I feel like with my ex, the love that was there was more on my end. Like, I was way more in love with him than he was with me.
Why do you think that?
Oh, a lot of reasons. I mean, it all started back in January when he cheated on me with his ex-girlfriend.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then, you know, it was really bad. And then a month later, we got back together trying to fix things. And then after he cheated on me the first time, it just got progressively worse. Yeah. It was my coworker. And then
he was like, oh, I can hurt her.
And
she'll stay.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah. And I kept saying, that's the problem. I need more wine. But yeah, so it's been
babe, you're hurting.
I am. It's really rough. Especially too, he knows my ex before this ex, and I never really healed from that relationship because I just jumped into a new one. And but you know, like I was never, my heart was never in that relationship, unfortunately. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah. And this was all a big lesson though, because I thought the grass was greener and it wasn't. And I just wish I treated him way better than I did, because now I know how it feels to be, you know, treated like a second option and just like not loved fully. And I don't know. It's like, I feel like this relationship was my karma, basically, is what I'm trying to say, which I hate to think of it like that, but
you don't think that you treated
different. I would do things
number one. Let's call them number one.
Number one.
You don't think you treated number one right?
I just feel like since my heart wasn't in it, I should have got out that relationship sooner instead of just like jumping out of one and jumping into a new one, because that hurt him obviously like very bad. And
even before the end though, like during the relationship, how do you feel you treated him?
I kind of was with him for the wrong reasons. I was like, you know, he could be a husband. I told you this before. Yeah, like he could be a husband. Like he was so good to me. So sweet. I mean, he would have done anything for me.
He made sense, you know?
He
was a sweetheart.
He was so sweet. He loved me to pieces.
He was the sweetest guy ever.
Ever. And like, I still love him.
Like that. You know what I mean?
I wasn't in love. I never felt that in love feeling. And I should have, I knew that, I should have, it wasn't fair to either one of us to stay in that relationship, you know, when I didn't feel in love like he felt. And so, yeah.
That is one side of it. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I just want to always offer like some type of grace. So yeah, like that's one side of it. Like, I want more.
I want more.
I want more.
Please. It's okay.
You can have so much.
Yes. Oh,
but
thank you.
I want to provide the other side of that, because one side of it is, taking accountability and saying, hey,
yes,
I shouldn't have used you as a placeholder. And yes, I knew I wasn't into you, but you were a good guy, so I kept you around.
Yes.
But the other side of that is you needed love.
Yeah, I did.
And you clearly needed someone there. I'm not going to tell you what you felt. But the side of that is that also, like, I needed love and he was giving that to me, and he was a good lover.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was such a good lover. I'm telling you, if I could go back, I would do things so differently. But obviously, I feel like your 20s, like, these are the lessons that you have to learn to grow. Come on now. So, I mean, yeah, but it's rough. I mean, because now I feel like I'm kind of dealing with two breakups, because I never... And the sad part was how I knew I wasn't in love with him, too, was because... He was gone for 2 weeks after we officially broke up. And I was like, I didn't miss him. And like, that made me really sad.
Yeah.
Cause I know he missed me. And that's so like, it's heartbreaking to think about that, because now it's like with my number two, we'll call him number two.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite. It's like, I miss him and love him so much, even after everything he's done to me. Mm-hmm. And like, he's probably not even thinking about me right now. And it's a shitty feeling. So
yeah,
I don't know. I learned a big lesson in all of this, you know, like, you know, be kind and love those who love you, for sure. that's my lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
a lot of
that's so crazy.
I know.
I had a similar, you know, my number one.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, you know, everybody knows.
Yeah.
That.
No, I could tell. I could tell a huge difference. I'll tell you that. A huge difference.
He was so sweet. He was so sweet. He was a good boyfriend.
Yep.
He got me gifts. Didn't have the most money, but he would use his last dime to get me a gift.
I know. I remember.
And
I remember
he made
him.
Me feel good. Yeah. But I wasn't...
Head over heels.
That wasn't like, my best friend.
Yeah. Like, you. Yeah, I know
he
what
was
you
a
mean.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
He was a boyfriend. And to even, like, widen this and to step back and look at the big picture, it's just like those jobs, right? It's like that job you don't love, but it pays the bills.
Mm-hmm.
You're not so crazy about it, but like, it does what it's supposed to do. It's not the worst. And so, you know, or if you pick something that you're good at that you don't really enjoy that much, but I'm good at it, it's going to make me good money.
Yeah.
It's comfort.
You know what?
It's playing it safe. You're fine.
I'm stuck there too. I'm like, even after getting my bio degree, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I just don't even know myself right now. I'm like, I'm trying to learn about myself more, because I'm like, I don't even know what I really enjoy. What's my passion? I feel like I don't have that. And that kind of makes me feel stuck and like kind of sad too. Cause I'm like, where is my passion? Like, what do I love to do? What is a job that would make me happy? You know?
Yeah.
I'm struggling with that really bad. Happy and, you know, obviously pay the bills, cause I'm a little bougie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm working three jobs.
You become
right now,
accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the thing. My lifestyle too. Like I work three jobs. I'm a dancer, and then, which got me through college. But I actually had to get another job because I got really depressed after college, because I was doing that job too much. And just the drinking and being objectified like 4 days out the week is just too much. So I can only do that job like once or twice a week. So then I started cocktail waitressing at Blue Martini. And then I became a bottle girl at a club called Ember.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I can't do this forever. I'm not going to be young and hot forever. So what am I going to do? I don't know yet. I can't figure out. I don't know if I want to go back to school. The one thing I can tell you that I am good at is school. I love school. I love studying and just like, I don't know. It's a good feeling when you make an A on an exam and you work so hard for it. Like, it's stressful, but I love that feeling, you know? But other than that, I'm like, I don't, what do I go back to school for, you know?
Yeah. You know what?
So rough.
Our generation, I love just like anthropology and just looking at society over generation. You know me, I'm a geek.
Yeah, you are.
So, but the thing is, what I love about our generation is, see, the thing is, three generations before, and it's different for me because I'm black, but like three generations before, it was like, whatever job you can get, get it, and use that to pay your bills.
Very true.
And then the generation after, that's my grandparents. Mm-hmm. The generation after that, which I feel like is our parents, is find something you're good at and get a job in that.
Yes.
And then I think this generation is starting to realize that, oh, it's not just about what I'm good at. It's about what I enjoy, right. What I want to do. And that, it's ladies so and gentlemen, hard. Is what privilege and most white people have been doing for centuries.
Yeah.
Is, you know, rich Absolutely. Kids, they're like asking them, what do you want to do?
Absolutely.
Oh, I think I want to come out with a lip kit.
Kylie, no.
But sickening. You know, I mean, like, you know, girl, I mean, just like.
Especially people who grow up in money, too. You know,
the ability to just say, oh, this is what I want to do. Now my fly is open. This is what I want to do, and let's do it. But I think that in that transition, I think it's beautiful, but we don't have the tools. Every generation, we're figuring out new things about ourselves and where we want to go with our careers. And I mean, you worked at that job for 30 years and it took you 10 years to get a promotion. And then you don't even like it that much. You'd be stressed when you come home, but it do pay you well.
Right.
I don't want to live that life.
No.
So I think this generation, we're trying to do things we love and everyone's starting these businesses, but there's no strategy. There's no tools to do it.
Absolutely.
And so when people... We all approach finding what we're going to do the way that our parents taught us.
Yeah.
What are you good at?
Exactly.
What are you good at and make that into a career? But I don't think that that's a great method. I think that that's only half of the method.
Because then you're not
going
to be happy.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you could be happy. See, a lot of times people think they're happy about things that they're good at that they make a career because of the validation that they get from doing it. Like, for example, like you just said, the A's.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the actual work. It was the, oh, I got an A, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm smart.
The paycheck.
The validation.
Yeah,
but that,
the validation.
Once that validation is out, you're like, okay, well, I don't really want to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if there was no money, if there was no grade after it, would you still do it?
Right.
And so what
no.
I tell...
yeah. That's a good way to think about it. Hell no.
You wouldn't do it, girl.
No, I would not.
I would. I'm a geek. I still be reading shit for free.
Really? Yeah. Well, I read. I like to read too.
Yeah. But like, yeah, but that's... And I think the other side of that is like, yeah, it's what you're good at. But the other side of it is like, what is your purpose or passion? And that's very hard to find because we've never been given the tools to do it. But honestly, I've just been looking at my route and how I found mine. And I just look at every single job I've worked, every single thing I've done, and what about each one of those? Even if you hated the job, what did you like about it?
Right.
Like, what was the one thing you liked? Like, and if I look at my route, like I did, I worked at Six Flags was my first job.
You worked at Six Flags?
I was
no
a clown.
No way. Oh my God.
For Fight For Fright Fest.
Fright Fest?
Yeah.
No freaking way. Like, please don't ever do that again.
Yeah, I was a clown, bitch. And I loved it because
that's amazing. I would run the opposite way, by the way.
I was so good. I was so good. I like won this like employee award. Like I was scary.
You know what freaks me out the most about clowns is I feel like most serial killers, they don't have like emotion, but clowns have so much emotion, and
that's
freaks
why I was so
me
great
out
at
about
it.
It.
I would cry. You don't want to play with me.
Who did your makeup?
Oh, it's a whole glam squad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, but that's why I loved it. See, I did it because I wanted to be an actor my entire life. And there was no opportunities. I didn't feel around me in Maryland to act. So I was like, this is the closest thing. And we do makeup. There's costumes. I felt like I was acting. And so it felt like every day, this is my stage.
That's crazy that you say that because I always wanted to be an actor, too. I was in theater all throughout high school.
There you go,
Tay. Yeah, middle school and high school.
There you go, Tay.
The monologues and everything. I did it all.
So Six Flags. I'm not going to get into Six Flags. Six Flags and then Ben and Jerry's and then healthcare, working in hospitals, right? But through all of that, I realized that I love making people feel good.
Yes, and you are so good at that. You are. I always talk, every time I talk about you, I'm like, he's such a light and just like, you just want to be around him. You're like, yeah, I've always thought that about you. You're crazy. You know that.
I do. But I know
nice
that.
It's nice to hear.
No, because it means so much to me. Like, that's my passion.
And
so through every single thing that I do, if it's not healing people or helping them grow and making them feel better, I don't want to do it. Yeah. I don't care if it comes with $10 million. I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so that's how I found my passion, is that my passion and my purpose on this earth is to heal, to help people heal. And so through everything
while you're
I
healing
ever do.
Too.
So
yeah.
And it's like, and there's a lot of ways you can do that.
Yeah.
That's when you find the other part to it where it's like, what am I good at? Because if you pick what you're good at, you can put your purpose through that. So if it's like makeup, if you're really good at makeup and you like making people feel good, maybe you give makeovers.
Yeah.
Maybe you, like, there's a way to find what your purpose is inside of your talents.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the other half that's that our generation before didn't have.
Yeah. I'm trying to do that right now.
Yeah.
I am. It's rough.
What do you think your passion is and purpose?
I don't know. It takes time, but I'm like, I'm already halfway done with my 20. I don't want to think about it. Okay, more wine. time goes by so fast, you know? Like, I feel like
why
just
don't you
want
to think about it?
No, think about, like, me aging?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to be in my 20s, like,
forever.
Are you
not proud of yourself?
No. I feel like I could be more proud. I mean, I feel like whenever I got my bio degree and I graduated, that was the proudest I've been of myself. But then,
really, Tay?
Yeah. But then, like, since then, I don't know.
That's it. Yeah. Tay, you have so much to be proud of.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm very, I've always been independent, you know, like, I...
That's what I'm like...
Yeah. I mean, we should... Think about that. Yeah. So I've been independent. You know, I've always taken care of myself. You know, I bought my first car a year ago. It's a Lexus.
Period. And you had it, bitch. Yeah. In college, when I was like at a restaurant, I'm not spending over $15. Yeah. You know me, bitch. Yeah. I was like, I ain't spending that. You'd be like, oh, bitch. Oh.
That's how you keep money, though. Yeah, you know?
You had money in college, bitch.
I did.
Had money, bitch. Remember in that video, you pulled out your bands?
Yes. Oh, my God. I remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am proud of myself when it comes to that aspect of like being independent and being able to take care of myself for so long. I put myself through college. You know, I paid for it. Everything I have, I've done it by myself. So I'm... Yeah, when it comes to that, I'm proud of myself.
Can I ask a question? Do you think that because you were forced to do that, you don't feel as proud because it's something you had to do?
No, I feel the opposite. I feel, No, I'm honestly, like, I used to be, like, pity myself because I didn't get a silver spoon in my mouth. But then I grew out of that and I was like, no, because if I did, I wouldn't be as smart as I am now and... as independent as I am now. So it taught me to be who I am today. So it's the opposite for me. I don't know. I'm glad, basically, is what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm glad that I had to go through everything by myself and get everything by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was only alarming because you only said the bio degree.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. But that's why I asked, because I wanted to hear if that's how you felt down
here inside.
I guess,
like, this year, I haven't... loved myself as much as I should this year. So those things like pass my mind. I'm just so hard on myself. And like, I need to be nicer to myself, basically. Like this year, I have not been nice to myself as I should be, you know? I don't know. It's just been a really weird year. And I know it stems probably from my toxic relationship because he was very emotionally abusive. And so I kind of just like, with dealing with him, I just stopped loving myself in a way. It's pretty bad. It's pretty sad to say that. I've actually... haven't said this out loud yet, but it's making sense. It's all coming to me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just came out of that.
Yeah, really?
I've been in it for 2.5 years.
Jesus.
Well, no. It's
your story and everything.
2.5, like, when I graduated is when, like, it started. And I was depressed, hey. Like, you didn't even see because I left Atlanta when it was starting, but I was having panic attacks.
Oh,
I was
I know how that feels.
You
oh.
never knew me to have anxiety mm-hmm. or like I was real bad. Like, I got in a car accident because I was like panicking while driving.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I never even said that. Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, baby.
I did. Yeah. I was
so
really,
happy you're okay.
And I met my ex when I was depressed, and that's how he got in.
Yep.
Because I wasn't in a secure place to know my boundaries, because you know me before, bitch.
Yes.
A dude, always have boundaries. A girl. But he met me in a moment where I needed love.
That's the you know, and that's where toxic relationships usually stem from, I feel like, when you're just not in a secure place within yourself. So those toxic people, they'll like, or I don't want to say people, but just the toxic bond and everything comes mm-hmm. when you're at a place like that, because you don't, you're not secure enough to see the red flags, for one.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the red flags, but I ignored them. I was like, whatever.
The red flags were six whatever. Flags. You wanted to ride the rise, girl. You wanted to ride the rise,
whatever.
Girl.
I can fix. That's my problem, too. I feel like I'm constantly trying to fix
people. I was a fixer, too.
Such a fixer.
Not anymore.
I'm like, I can fix you. I can fix you. Like, please just let me fix you. And then it ends up hurting me 10 times more. It's just not good, you know?
Yeah. So, I don't want you to feel like you're under a microscope. But I do, you were one of the most confident people I knew in college.
Do you not feel that, Ray, about me right now?
No, I could just tell you're hurting.
Yeah, I know.
I'm holding my tears.
I was so different. I know. Oh, baby. Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Tears.
You're going to make me cry. Stop.
Oh, Tay, you're so, I mean, that's why when you said, Like you were only proud of the degree. I was like, that's the societal thing that everybody's proud of. Oh, she got a bio degree. But like, fuck that. You like you would get judgment and people would think things about you because you were like dancing and being a bottle girl in college. And you were girl shaking that ass to pay for this bio degree.
Exactly.
And I loved how you were always just like, bitch, I don't care.
Yeah.
And you authentically did not care.
I
it
didn't.
Wasn't even like a fuck y'all. I don't. You were just like
whatever. I don't.
Somebody
care.
Would be mean to you or weird or judge you, and you'd be like, okay, are you hungry? Like, and you're
literally
confidence.
That's yeah. That's a big thing. I was.
You
I remember.
Come off so happy and so free that when you started telling me about your life and just everything, that I was like, wow. And so I just always saw a light in you as well. And so now I still see your light, but it's in
it's
a
stemmed.
treasure chest.
Yeah.
It's locked up.
It is.
And I can tell that person that you were with,
devalued
your insides had to put that in the treasure chest. He would have took that. I know it's in there.
He took a lot of it. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't think he took it.
No.
I don't think it's, I think it's hidden.
Yeah.
It's there, babe. It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
That's a part of you. That's not something someone can take from you.
Yeah.
It's like a dog when it's scared. They go scurry away. We'll get behind it. That's where it's at. It's going to take time and healing those layers.
Yeah.
It's going to start shining. You're going to pull one piece and be like, oh shit. And then it's just going to keep coming. So I'm just, it's there, babe.
Yeah.
But like you said, but you're identifying what's keeping it hidden.
Oh yes.
I'm not
and
nice
I'm so
to me.
Self-aware about
yeah.
it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so self-aware. That's the thing. It's just, how do I fix it? I know there's not a rule book. I wish there was, you know, but I'm constantly asking myself that, like, what does loving yourself mean? Like, how do I love myself? How do I take away this emotion and just put it towards me, you know? And like, I know a lot of it has to do with like my childhood trauma, of course.
Always does.
Yeah. Always does.
Always
so,
does.
You know, like my
mommy and daddy.
Literally. I mean, I know I told you before, but my mom put me through six marriages and, you know, it's just men coming in and out. I have abandonment issues as well, obviously, that I'm trying to deal with. Maybe I should go to therapy.
That'll help.
Yeah.
That'll help.
You know, after talking about this, maybe I need a little bit of therapy, you know?
Absolutely. Therapy changed my life.
Really?
Oh my God. I have a therapy session tomorrow morning.
Oh my God. I
at
love
9
it.
a.m.
But my problem is, did you have to go through multiple therapists to find the right one?
It's like dating, yeah.
Okay, see, that's why I'm like,
it's like
oh.
dating. It's like dating.
It's like dating, yeah. You gotta.
This one therapist, it was this dude, and he would just ask me like survey questions at first. Have you thought about hurting yourself? No.
What if I was?
Do you feel anxious today? On a scale from 0 to 8? Okay. How are you feeling?
I just got diagnosed with severe anxiety, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Tay.
Oof, I know.
Tay,
who am
baby.
I? I am not the same person I was when we first last talked, I mean.
So when are you going to start taking care of yourself?
I know. I'm trying so hard. I mean, you know, after my breakup, too, I was just going out and partying all the time, and it made me feel worse every single time. So I learned my lesson, and last week, before I came to Cali, actually, I was just in bed for 5 days. Couldn't get out of bed. Just in bed all day, all night. Cried, you know, journaled. I'm, you know, been journaling. But Yeah, that's why I'm here, because my roommates were like, we cannot leave you alone like this. We're so worried about you. Like, come to Cali with us. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but I'm so happy I came, because I feel like I'm healing right now with you. This is great.
I'm going to ask you again.
Yeah.
When are you going to start taking care of yourself?
I know. Now. Hopefully. What does that even mean, though? You know?
You tell me.
Like, I do self-care things. You know, I like, I take bubble baths. I do things that I like. I read. I take bubble baths, you know? But
that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
What does taking care of yourself mean? I want you to tell me.
Only you can tell me. And I'm going to tell you why. Self-care is about slowing down.
Yeah.
And listening to what you need.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's looking at your actions and your behaviors and like, hey, so for example, and I think this will help.
Okay.
This is very transparent. I would usually never say this.
Okay.
On camera, whatever.
You're making me nervous.
I kind of told you before we started, but earlier this year, I was really down. Like, it was like around February. I was going out every night and doing like drugs.
Yeah, same.
I was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
I was really sad. And I was doing so much. I would come home. The sun would be up. And I had just got a grass. And he would have like 4 piles of shit. Like, because he was a puppy. Oh, so, and I'd just be like, ugh, I'll do this. I'll need to sleep. And he would just be sad. And it just... Poor I was baby. Really, I'm saying that I was doing so many things to feel something.
Yes.
Because I was so sad. I was like, I just don't want to feel sad. Can I just do something to feel, even if I am drunk, I feel drunk.
That's crazy that you're saying this.
If I feel high, I feel high.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be fucking depressed in the bed.
Exactly.
And so I was going to all of these things to feel something. And I was like, well, what am I going to them to feel? And I was like, I want to feel validation. I want to feel like I'm with people. Like, I would just be with people I didn't like just because I didn't want to be alone.
Yeah.
And so when I started realizing what I was going to all these things for, I was like, okay, I want this. I want love. I want this. Instead of going to those things that didn't make me feel that, I went to the things that made me feel that.
Yes.
And so whether it was a person that actually made me feel love, or when, in moments where I didn't feel love, I tried to give it to myself. And it would feel icky and it would feel fake.
Yes, but after that's a while, exactly how I feel.
When,
yeah.
But it's also like this, though. It's not just you. Mm-hmm. It's like when you're not in a good place and someone's trying to be nice to you. Why the fuck are you so happy? Like, why are you so way? Nice? You know, when you're just not in a good place.
Yeah.
So it's not even that. I think people think that that love you show to yourself, like it's fake, it's corny. But you don't even you can't receive love when you're not in a place to. You hear things where the heart is.
Right.
And so at first it's going to feel weird. It's going to feel weird as fuck.
You just have to go. You have to feel
it. You
got to
do it.
You have to feel it.
You got to do it.
And like, that's the thing. Those 5 days that I was in bed, like, I was like, when does this get better? But really, if you think about it, 5 days is nothing. But it feels so long.
Girl, it felt like 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it feels so long. It's like, when does this get better? I ask myself that all the time, you know? And obviously, I know I need to stop keeping in contact with number two. That's probably.
You still talk to him?
Yeah, I mean, I know. It's so bad.
It's okay.
It's so bad. And it gets to a point where it's like, I know he's not in it like I am. And it's so sad to say that, because after he's done some fucked up shit to me, you know? And it's like, why do I love this person so much?
Can we slow down?
Yeah. Let's slow down.
Can you put your wine down?
Of course.
I want to try something.
Okay.
Okay. Can you close your eyes?
Yes. Okay. Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And when you were speaking about him and you were saying you're in this, but you don't feel like he is. I want you to just describe how you feel. Just there. I want to start there. How you feel when it comes to this and why you're still in it and why you're still in connection with him.
I feel sad. I want him to, I don't know. I'm like, it's like, I almost feel like, why am I not worth it enough for him to try to be better for me? That is so sad to say. Wow.
Remove the judgment, babe.
Yeah, you're right. I'm always judging myself.
It's okay. It's okay. When a lot of people are critical to us all our lives, that's all we know
how to
do.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. There's a solution to everything we've been conditioned to think. So when we think something wrong, we're like, oh, the other thing.
Yeah.
But I want you to just go down the list and start everything with I feel when it comes to him.
Okay. I feel sad. I feel hurt. I feel traumatized. I don't feel love. I feel unloved. I feel unimportant. I feel not worthy. Oof. Ugh. Wow. Okay. This is like...
Take your time.
Yeah.
There's no rush.
It's just, no, it's just like a lot. Like hearing myself say these things is like crazy. Like, I feel unhappy. I feel depressed. I feel like I don't matter to him and I want to so bad for some reason. Yeah. Wow. Oof. That's about how I feel.
Anymore?
But I feel like I miss him for some reason.
That's okay. Remove the judgment. Just say the feeling.
I feel like I miss the comfort. I feel like I just miss being loved. Yeah. Oof.
Is that the last one?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, can I open my
eyes?
It's
hard to do.
Yeah, that was really hard. Yeah. Wow, I've never said that out loud. I've written it down, but saying it out loud it feels completely different.
How do you feel hearing it?
Like, what's wrong with me? Why do I keep going back to that person if I feel all those things? Nothing that I said was positive at all.
Oh, babe.
Jesus.
You realize you just heard your feelings, and the first thing you did was criticize them.
I know. You know what?
Stop.
I know.
Slow down, babe. It's okay.
It's because, like, I know what it is, too. My mom, every time I made a little mistake all my life since I was little, criticized me and made me feel bad about it, judged me. You know, I could never come to her with, like, no judgment. I was just criticized all my life. And I do that to myself, and I notice it.
Yeah.
And actually, you notice it a lot more than I do. Sometimes I don't even notice it, which is crazy, because, like, you saying that, but then it makes me realize I do this all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I really do. Anytime I make like a mistake, like I'm so hard on myself about it. So hard for no reason.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes, but.
It's your inner child.
It is. I have not healed her yet. She is not healed yet.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't really heal her until you build a relationship with her.
Yeah.
She doesn't trust you.
Mm-mm.
And
I don't have a relationship with her.
Like in those moments, like what you just did, like you described all your feelings. And then the first thing you did right after was judgment and criticize yourself. That was her.
Yeah.
Because that's what your mom did to her. And that's what she has been taught to do to her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And also adult you, it's become like a habit, like you said. And so in moments, you're doing it to her as well.
Yeah.
And so she don't trust you because you're just like mom.
Yeah. That's so true. Wow. I'm learning a lot of things today about myself.
But it's okay.
I know. I love it. Like I needed this. Everything happens for a reason. I'm so happy I ended up here.
Oh, me too, babe.
Yeah.
But the good thing about this though is that like you're so smart and you're so introspective. You're very intelligent. You're the type of person that if we just sit down and talk, you can go and do the work on your own when we leave. Yeah. Like, I don't have to, like, call. Like, I will. But, like, I don't have, like, I think just all of this will be a turning point for you. Because if you're like, wow, I've never said that out loud.
Never.
And the thing is, that's why it's so important to slow down. It's like we move so fast in life. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're paying the bills. We're doing this. And so we don't take a moment to sit back and actually think about how we feel.
Yeah, we don't. That's
because a lot of times if we hear how we feel, we'd be like, I don't like that person.
Yeah.
Or why it's am not I talking even, to this
it's
person?
Even like someone telling you how you feel, like just you saying it out loud about yourself. Like, I've never done that before. And that was oof. Like, I needed to do it.
Yeah.
But it was like a different feeling. Like, it felt, I don't know.
So, I want to try something else. This was not as. But it's the same. It's just a follow up from what we just did.
Okay.
So, the first thing you did was criticize, but. Let's try again. When I act like you just said all those feelings again, and like, what do you think about it? Without trying to judge or criticize yourself.
Yeah. I think that I need to get out of that and get in touch with myself more, definitely, and have a relationship with myself. Cause I don't, you know, when I sit alone in my feelings, like, I'm not really nice to myself. Mostly like, I'm not even like thinking about what am I trying to say? Sorry.
Take your time, babe.
Yeah. It's like, almost like I'm so concerned about what he thinks of me or other people think of me when I'm not focused on what I think about myself. And like, you know, like when I sit alone.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm so.
Try to think about it.
I'm trying to fill a void. Probably. I've just never healed myself from everything that I went through as a child. And I'm just trying to fill a void, I guess. I'm so worried about other people loving me instead of loving me myself, you know?
That's the critical side. The compassion side.
You think
side.
So? Okay.
No, it's okay.
How do I be compassionate to
it's
myself?
It's practice. It's practice. No, it's really practice. So the way that helps me, judgment is adding good or bad, right or wrong.
Yes.
So whenever you have a thought that it should be this, not this, that's judgment. But the compassion side of that is people had to like me in order for me to get love.
Yeah. There we go.
You grew up with a mom, like you said, that was overcritical.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to be hypersensitive in a way where I have to do something that makes her happy and that makes her like me in order for her to love me.
Yes.
And in order for her to be a mommy.
Yeah.
And we have to understand that it's more than her just being a mommy. Your mom and your dad, they're the first people that teach you what love is.
Yes. That is, wow, that is so true. That makes so much sense too, if you think about it. They are.
So you have been conditioned to think that, okay.
Yep.
To get love, and this is supposed to be the greatest love, mom and dad, you know? So to get love, they have to like me. And I have to do things that make them like me.
Yes.
And so when someone doesn't like me, I'm not going to get love. And what happens? People deal with that emotion, that fear, a lot of different ways. Some people go to drugs. Some people freeze up, fight or flight. Some people get aggressive.
Yeah.
Some people manipulate to try to get you to love me. A lot of people do different things. But the initial side of it is that you were taught that I had to be liked to be loved.
Exactly. That's so true.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm constantly, so I'm like, why doesn't he love me? You know, like what can I do to make him love me? You know, that makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to work on that. And I'm going to work on being more compassionate to myself. Sorry, guys. This is very
heartfelt. Don't even rush to work if you're not there.
I know.
I think when people realize these things or feel them, they're like, okay, I'm going to start today. Sticky notes on the bathroom. the bathroom mirror.
It's not an overnight process.
You don't have to. You really don't even have to start now. Like, the thing is, healing is so hard.
Yeah.
And it's a lot.
It's a lot of practice, everything. Too. And I watch your Instagram videos, too, when you're talking about healing. And what?
But you will be crying at work. Bitch. It's hard.
It's hard.
It's not just you go to therapy for an hour and then you do your day.
Yeah.
Bitch, no. You go to therapy at 9 a.m. then you're sad for the rest of the fucking day because she made you realize, I hate myself. Yeah. Shit.
Damn it.
You're in the middle of sex oh, shit. You know, so it's just ugh. So I just tell people, look, sometimes you're not in a place to start your healing.
Yeah.
And it's about remove the judgment.
Yeah.
The judgment.
You know
don't
what?
Do it today
I know so much judgment towards myself. I don't even know how to be compassionate to myself. Like those words that you said that would have never come to my mind. And I need to practice that. I really do.
You're doing it still.
Ugh.
I need to.
Okay, what should I
say? That's okay.
I am going
but,
to.
But
should I say
because
that?
I know you.
Yeah.
I know it's more in a pushing yourself.
Yeah.
I need to do this. I need to do this.
That's what it is. Yeah.
It's more of I want to start.
I want to. Yes. Okay.
That's being nicer to yourself.
Yes.
If it helps, I envision my inner child. Let me make sure this is the
one. I hope so.
Oh, it is. This is going to be a great episode.
Yes, I can't wait.
No, but something that I do is I think of my inner child as another person. Or my child.
That's why you refer to it as her. You haven't healed her because you don't have a relationship with her. And she doesn't trust you. Yeah, I love
Imagine
that.
Imagine yourself having. So we all have different moments in our lives that were kind of the most traumatic. And when we think about our sad childhood or whatever, it's a certain age. You go, what's yours? You ain't got to tell me what happened. What age? How old were you? If you think of your worst or just the saddest, if you close your eyes, how old were you? And there's several.
16.
I have two. 16.
No, maybe between 14 and 16?
Mine was like 7, 8, and then my 16-year-old me.
Yeah.
High school me, and then like my, when I was being sexually assaulted, it's like, and when I was like 7, 8
for years. Oh, so sorry, baby.
Yeah. So I envision it in a way of like, that's my child.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't parented in the way that I need to be. So it's my job to parent him now.
Yeah.
And yes. to heal him. And so that's how, like, I just have to be nice to them.
Yeah.
I have to always be nice to them because I want to give them what I missed. I love the way
you look at things. Did you learn all this in therapy?
I learned this in life.
Oh, I just love it. I did learn a lot of therapy. The mindset that you have and like the way you look at things is so amazing.
Well, thanks.
I need to watch your podcast.
Yeah, no, see, literally.
Seriously.
That's why I'm posting on Instagram. Somebody said, okay, this is the second video I saw and I need to listen to this goddamn podcast. I'm like, yeah, y'all, I keep trying to tell y'all.
I know.
But honestly, on this podcast, I've said that the healing started 2 years ago when I got in therapy, but it's funny. My healing actually started 4 years ago. Remember when I started doing those videos on YouTube where I was crying all the time?
Yes.
That's
so
when it started.
So you not do YouTube anymore?
Hey, this.
This will YouTube? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are your podcasts on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to start like creative directing and like doing short films on YouTube. I haven't told
That's
them
amazing.
Yet.
That's so, amazing. Weren't you like a Calvin Klein model or something?
I did a campaign with them.
Or Tommy Hilfiger?
It was Calvin.
Okay. It was Calvin. Okay.
And I got... Oh, shut up.
What?
Nothing. But, yeah, but, it started then when I started doing those healing videos on YouTube to help heal other people.
Yes.
And I was doing it cause I was like, it's going to help a lot of people, but I didn't realize that I was healing.
Yeah. I was helping
and
you
I was
too.
Gonna have, I was doing the work behind yeah. the scenes. I didn't,
everything
I didn't
you're telling
think
them,
of it like
you're
that.
Telling yourself too. Probably. Yeah. yeah. So
I didn't think of it like that. I just thought I was making a video to help people and I would move on with my life, but then I was healing. And so it's been 4 years, but through that, I've just like, I'm very introspective.
Yes.
And
I can tell.
I spend a lot of time alone. I love myself.
I love that for you. You're such a beautiful person.
Oh, thank you, babe.
I love you.
It took a lot of work, babe.
I know it did, but it's showing.
It's a journey.
It's a journey. And you're still not, I know we're not always still there either. Like you're probably still on your journey,
yeah,
you know, but
I am.
You, even like since the last time we talked, you've grown so much. I'm just Aww. So proud of you.
Let's get into that.
Yeah.
Let's get into that.
Let's get into it.
So seeing me now, what's different? I'm curious because, you know, like just from what the Tariq you knew.
Well, I mean, the Tariq I knew is still in there for sure.
Oh,
when
yeah.
it comes to just like personality. Mm-hmm. But you've always been smart. I mean, we know that. But you're just like a lot smarter emotionally, it seems like. I don't know. You've always been a light to me. I've always told you that. That has not changed.
You've always said that, yeah.
You're just, I don't know. You're like a leader and like,
Aww.
Yeah. Like, I would definitely watch your podcast after this conversation. I'm telling you right now, it probably would help me a lot. Like, I love that you're helping people and that you love your job. Like, that's a job for you, but you love
yeah,
doing it.
And
you're so great at it. I can just tell you're so great at it. So, yeah, You're such a beautiful person. I love you so much. I'm so happy to be around you.
Oh, Tay.
I know. I was looking forward to seeing you, I swear. Like, this whole week. I'm like, I really hope I see Tariq this trip before I leave, because I miss you so much.
Oh, babe, I miss you too.
I just miss, like, being around you, and just, you're just, I cannot be sad around you. You know what I mean? Like, even though I'm hurting right now,
It's because your sadness isn't anything wrong.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being sad.
I know.
Like, I'm like, I make space for that. Like, girl, I'll be sad too.
I know.
Girl,
we all be sad. We all got to do sad. Okay.
Yeah. It's like holding those emotions.
Yeah.
Like, it's not all fucking butterflies and we making money and getting to the bag. Bitch, not today.
Not today.
I'm
not
in my
today.
Bed. I'm getting to that bed. Yeah, girl. Shutters
are
closed.
I'm taking a nap, actually.
I said all that to say that I see everything as spiritually intentional. And it's so crazy because I knew I missed you. I knew I wanted to see you. But the pressure, lately, God has taken me through different stages. And the stage that I'm in right now is that there are a lot of pressures that make me feel like I need to be doing something. I should be doing this. I should be doing this.
Yeah.
But God is teaching me right now, don't listen to the pressures. Listen to me.
Yeah.
And so the pressure was like, finish the script. Because, you know, do you know I'm a screenwriter now?
What? No, I did not know that. Oh my God. What don't you do? This is great. But, I'm so happy
for
you.
Yeah, I'm a screenwriter. So I finished my pilot, and I'm, like, working on three projects right now. I'm working on a film.
The pilot is a show?
Yeah, a TV show.
What show?
It's a one-hour drama.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so we're taking...
I'm definitely going to watch it. I can't wait.
We're, like, shopping it around within the next couple of weeks, and so I'm doing my last rewrite. But it's, like, polishing. It's not, like, a real rewrite.
You come up with the scripts.
I wrote hundreds of pages.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Wow, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, it's only 66, but I mean, like, in all, like, yeah, but anyways,
yeah.
We're like going to sell it soon.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to finish it because I need to start working on this film because I have a meeting with a huge actor next week.
Can you tell me?
I am not saying it on this
thing. We'll talk about it. I'll tell you.
But I'm talking to them about possibly co-starring in the film. And so I'm just like, really, I feel a lot of pressure to get it done, but I don't need to.
You don't need
God is intentional. And there was a reason. There's a reason you're here.
Yes.
Let me check this camera out real quick.
That was my next question, too, if you go to church.
Oh, it still works. Period. Oh, but yeah, everything is intentional. And because this worked out, because you're here, I feel so good.
Me, too. This is the happiest I've been in a long time, actually.
Oh, damn, Tay.
I know. It's good. Like, I'm so happy.
That's good. But also... We gotta make you happier on the other days too.
Like, I need to be happy alone.
And yeah, not only that too, yeah. But you also, aside from number two, the people around you that don't make you feel this way, you're still spending your everyday life with them and they're your friends.
I know.
Not telling you to cut them out, girl. But the people are part of your everyday life.
I've cut a lot of people off.
Hey.
Happened 2 weeks ago.
You know, I never try to tell people what to do. You know, that's up to you.
Yeah.
But it's like, you should be able to feel this more with people in your life.
I know.
Friends, family, anyone.
Yeah. That's my other thing. I haven't been spending enough time with my family. Well, the thing is...
And the people that you love in your family. Not just because they family.
Not just because... That's what I was going to get at. Like, when I go through something, like, traumatic and I'm depressed, like, this makes me feel sad, but I can't be around my mom because it's just... It makes me feel worse and less chaotic, but... Yeah.
I haven't talked to my mom in months.
Yeah, me either.
I haven't talked to her. Actually, it's been a very long time.
Yeah.
But I had to set boundaries.
Yeah.
And I had to realize, like I said.
Toxic is toxic. It doesn't matter who your family is.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And for me, like I just said with my inner child, I had to put him behind me and say, okay, we'll see you later. Because you're still doing, we set a boundary and you don't care.
Exactly.
And so I put him behind me. I was like, oh, okay. We'll see you. Bye.
Yeah.
Talk to you later. I don't hate you. It just doesn't take away.
I love you from a distance.
I love you from a distance.
Yes. Absolutely.
You're unhealthy for me.
Yeah.
And we got to do that with our mom. And we got to do it with everybody else.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you for coming.
Yes.
To the podcast. This is great.
We need to go eat.
No, because we're going to catch up even more.
I know. I'm so excited.
Because you don't even know I'm a screenwriter.
I did not. That is so insane to me. I'm so fucking happy for you. Sorry to cuss.
No, it's okay. We've been cussing this whole time.
Shit. That's amazing.
So much has changed.
I know.
Life is so
ever changing,
like,
though.
Look at my house.
By the way, I almost got lost in here two times. His freaking house is amazing.
Remember, my apartment in Atlanta was smaller than my living room.
It was so small.
And my living room alone.
The kitchen was like in the... Was it the bedroom in the kitchen?
The bedroom was in the kitchen and the living room. Yep. I slept where I filmed, where That's I cooked, where I shit. I said that all the time.
All in one.
All in one. Inclusive. All inclusive.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what comes to mind too? I don't know what made me think of this. But
can you believe that was 2 years ago though?
That's crazy. And I remember you made a video, I think, in that apartment. And it was like, love yourself, bitch. We're drinking water. Brush your teeth.
Damn it, bitch. Smart water. We don't do tap.
We don't do tap. I've watched that video like 10 times.
Okay.
I was loving it. I was like, this is such a vibe. I think you had sunglasses on and a fucking fur jacket or something.
Oh, I know. When I was in bed, yeah.
It was so great.
I love you, Tay.
I love you more.
Your light is there. You see it?
Yes. You're bringing it out of
me
today.
Which lets you know he didn't take shit from you.
You're right.
And they never do.
You're right.
It's
there. You're so right. You're absolutely right.
You just got to, one, dig for it yourself, but also be around people that bring it out of
you. Yes. Yes.
That's all.
I know. I love you. This was great.
I love you too.
I can't wait to see the video. I'm so excited.
Well, I love you guys. I thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thank you guys for having me. Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. You have any last remarks before I give my last remarks?
All I gotta say is Tariq's amazing and I love him so much. So yeah, and I'm gonna watch his podcast. And he's a screenwriter. What? That's amazing.
I want to say thank you to everyone watching. I want to say thank you to Tay. Yes. I love you so much.
I love you more.
Your light is there and we just going to keep pulling it out.
Yes.
Yeah. And then absolutely. The next time we pull it out, we're going to put some protections around it so nobody else can even do it.
Yes. Definitely.
Because if anything, the people around you should bring your light out more, not mm-hmm. make it dim.
Exactly.
You know, some people see a candle and they want to blow it. Other people want to make it bigger.
Bigger. Yes.
And so that's that. The other part of it is, this is what that conversation is about just sitting down and just having that conversation with your friends, your mm-hmm. family, just different people and being honest and slowing down in the process. Yes. We can have fun. We can talk. We can boom, 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 go back and forth. But at some point, like we did in here, slow down, get there, and then you can come back. I think some people get afraid to go there.
Yes.
But sometimes going there is what's going to get you ahead.
Yep. And I learned that talking to myself and about like saying my feelings out loud really helps. Actually, it gives you like a whole different like perspective of things.
You know what I think you should try?
What?
Voice memos.
Like to myself?
Yeah, like, and don't like put it like put voice, like start a voice memo, turn your phone over and just talk.
Yeah.
And just like,
that's a good idea.
I feel this. And then not only that, you'll hear not only how you feel, but how hard you are on yourself. Yeah. You're like, damn, I'm mean as fuck.
Yeah, it's very true. You know, what I started doing was texting myself. Mm-hmm. But I feel like now I know even writing it down or like writing it in your notes is not the same as saying it out loud. It hits more.
You're a talker.
Yeah, like you realize a lot more when you say how, like, I feel this way. Whoa, like, yeah. I just said that.
Yeah.
And, whoa, I feel that. Like, it's
like
crazy.
I'm a writer, but I'm also a talker. So yeah. A lot of my writing is done in voice memos and then I have my assistant transcribe it.
Yeah, there you go. So, I love you.
Yeah. But okay, thank you guys.
Yes, thank
you.
That
was the longest goodbye. Here's the last one.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To the girls' weekend.
Yes. Cheers to that.
Oh my God, the reference.
You need more wine.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye,
love
guys.
You. Hey, it's Tariq Ali. A little birdie told me that you wish there was more frequent uploads to help you in your healing journey and that you didn't have to wait months for the next podcast episode. Well, now you don't have to. Check the description to find out how you can leap into healing, the subscriber edition of this podcast where you will get weekly episodes. Yep, you heard me. Weekly episodes. These exclusive subscriber-only episodes will include tools and tangible practices and methods I've come up with to help you heal and grow, reviews of the main show episodes for messages you may have missed, and even more bonus episodes like affirmations, mindset shifts, and Ask Tariq. Check out the description so you can find out more and start leaping into healing today.